Welcome back to JR Morning. So much news all the time, including will the federal government get a budget in time to prevent a government shutdown?
Oh, just that little thing.
Yeah, that's huge too. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor on the line with us, roaming the halls of Capitol Hill to get this answer. Ryan, what do you have?
Well, ain't many halls to roam because nobody's here. And, you know, I thought I would have a nice, relaxing Tuesday and nothing would happen yesterday when I took off because of that horrible Ravens game on Monday where that team.
I saw you tweeting that Ravens game. Who won that game?
I don't know. That was the first time in a while.
Did you guys see a horrible game on Monday? I didn't see a horrible game on Monday.
No.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, not from my view.
The funny thing is, I've watched a lot of Ravens games the last, 5 years, and every time I'm like, man, we really beat ourselves that time. That was the first time I think I actually watched the team just come in there and just beat us, you know, flat up. So, good for you. That was a big win and a statement win for the Lions.
All right. It pained him to do that, but thank you very much.
We appreciate you, Ryan.
Checks in the mail, Ryan.
Yeah. All right. So, on the government funding stuff, right, yesterday was quite an interesting day because you had, President Trump put out on Truth Social that he was canceling this scheduled meeting between him, Chuck Schumer, and Hakeem Jeffries. Pretty much President Trump's justification, and it was a very lengthy one, but he is alleging that the counteroffer that Democrats have put out is just a simple no-go for him. It's very expensive. There's a lot of health care provisions. There's a lot of overturning of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, and President Trump just said, we are not doing that.
Well, I know House Speaker Mike Johnson and Senate Majority Leader John Thune, they reportedly encouraged the president to cancel. Does that kind of signal that the Republican leaders believe that standing firm is going to strengthen their negotiating position?
It seems like that's kind of been their MO from the start. Uh-huh. They put this bill on the floor late last week. It did not pass, and Thune came out almost immediately afterwards and said, well, we're going to put this thing on the floor again, and Democrats can either vote for it or they can't vote for it. It seems like the justification is that, they passed this out of the House. We have a government shutdown that's scheduled for next week, or the funding deadline at least is next week. If you just hold firm, the idea is that Democrats are going to cave on this and just eventually vote for the offer that's on the table. So it's a risky move, but it is a move that has worked in the past.
What kind of pressure is Mike Johnson under, and really all Republicans for that matter? I mean, one of the reasons that Kevin McCarthy got bounced from leadership was because he supported continuing resolutions, and that's something that they're really considering here to avoid this.
Yeah, Speaker Johnson's in a little bit of a better position than McCarthy was.
Well, that's because Matt Gaetz isn't there at the moment.
Matt Gaetz isn't there, and President Trump is there.
Right.
Yeah.
And As Thomas Massie, who's probably the biggest critic of Speaker Johnson in the House, will say, Speaker Johnson has that job as long as President Trump says he wants Speaker Johnson to have that job. Mm. And, I think, too, the Republicans are starting to realize, and they may not have realized this under McCarthy, but they are starting to realize, a lot of them are, just how hard Speaker Johnson's job is when you have a majority like the one he does. So for him to be able to get, the last government funding package through with all Republicans on board, and then to get the One Big Beautiful Bill Act passed, right now he does have a pretty good amount of political capital. So, we'll see if any pressure comes out of this one. But it seems like with Donald Trump there, Speaker Johnson's job is a lot more safe than McCarthy's was.
And from your reporting, the sticking point is Obamacare and these insurance premiums going up next year. That's what Democrats are trying to put in there and avoid?
That's been the big one, yes. Now, they put out their own plan. There are some people who believe that this is what actually got Republicans to pass it out of the House because it was so ambitious, where you had there were projections that it would have added $1.5 trillion to the national debt over just 1 year. And that was a big no-no for a lot of Republicans. But yes, it seems like these Affordable Care Act subsidies that would cost about $350 billion over the next 10 years. That's kind of the big, big sticking point that Democrats have kind of latched onto as their negotiating tool. And so far, they haven't been willing to budge off that.
Ryan, I know the president said he's open to meeting with Democrats if they, he says, quote, get serious. Are there any signs of maybe some back channel talks that could break the stalemate?
There are some, I believe, that are ongoing. You know, there's been, you know, the appropriations people usually talk quite a lot. So that's Tom Cole, Rosa DeLauro, who's the top one on the House side, Susan Collins of Maine, Patty Murray of Washington. They do have a lot of communication between the four of them. Now, if they've specifically thought of any plans to avoid a government shutdown related, not quite sure if that's happened. But, you know, there are some talks that they have pretty frequently.
So historically, what can we draw from in situations like this? Are we going to see some sort of coming together? Will cooler heads prevail here, or are we going to get some elements of the government shut down?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to figure that out. I mean, this seemed like, I believe some people were comparing this to 2013 when they had a government shutdown. You know, I think probably the most recent one where you had Schumer and Johnson and Trump as the big centerpieces with that one back in, you know, March. I mean, this is pretty much the strategy that Republicans used then, which was that they passed the bill out of the House, despite, you know, people questioning if they could even be able to do that. And then they put it towards the Senate with, you know, just a couple hours left before a shutdown. And you pretty much eventually you saw several Democrats just say, you know what, we'll vote for it. And or at least vote to break the filibuster. And you got upwards of 10 Democrats who decided to support that. And, you know, it seems like Thune and Johnson are banking on that strategy again to work the same way it worked in March. Now, I don't know if Chuck Schumer is going to be the one who caves this time, but all they really need is anywhere between 7 to 10 Democrats to cave and they can get this thing across the finish line.
Was there any talk of the lawmakers saying, I'll come back and get to work since this is so important?
With this one, I mean, there's probably some who think that way, but, you know, this is part of the strategy. You know, Speaker Johnson's strategy is to pass their bill and then to get out of town and pretty much say, hey, this is the only offer on the table. We think it's a pretty decent one, all things considered. So you can either vote for our bill or you can vote for a government shutdown. The choice is yours. That's the strategy that they're using right now, and we'll see if it works.
And if the government shuts down, we know the American people will feel some pain, but who's most likely to bear the political blame? Is it going to be the president, the Republicans, Democrats?
That's the million-dollar question, right? Because, you know, the Republicans obviously control the House, Senate, and White House, but they do need, you know, Democrats to vote for their bills if they want to fund the government. So I think it really just depends on how the messaging game plays out here. Both sides think that if they can win this one, you know, the Republicans are calling this a Schumer shutdown and they're hoping it stays that way. Because, you know, the Republicans' argument is that they think it's actually a pretty good deal. You know, there's no spending cuts in here. It's a pretty clean extension of government funding. And, you know, they could have gone a little more conservative and cut spending and did those things, and they chose not to. So, you know, they're trying to make the argument that it's a good deal on the table. And we can work on those Obamacare subsidies at a later time.
Well, this story continues. You will be on top of it. Ryan Schmelz, thank you so much. New Lions fan.
Go Lions.
Also.
All right. Go Lions.
Go Lions.
Oh, wow. We got it. Right. Coming up, Trump storms the United Nations. No teleprompter, no filter. What he said next at 6:35.